China's sheer market size is not lost on American sports franchises either. Yeah, check this out. Next month, the National Basketball Association is going out of its way to celebrate the Chinese New Year. The NBA has a huge fan base in China, and starting on February 19th, it's planning to stream 56 of its games live for viewers there. But the thing that has everyone talking are the uniforms. Teams like the Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets will wear special Chinese-themed jerseys. Golden State even has a Great Wall of China homage stitched down the sides and the image of a goat on the sleeve. Because, you know, 2015, it's the year of the goat. Paul Lucas is on the uniform beat, as in writing about what athletes wear for ESPN.com. And he says the NBA's choice of Golden State and Houston was not random.
Golden State plays in the Bay Area, which obviously has a big Chinese population and a big Chinatown. And a lot of people don't know that Houston also, where the Rockets play, Houston also has a big Chinatown. And the great Chinese basketball star Yao Ming played for the Rockets. So it kind of makes sense that these would be two of the first teams to go with this design. But we may be seeing more of it because the NBA has big expansion plans for Asia and for China specifically. It's a very popular sport, basketball is, and the NBA is increasingly a very international sport. When the season started this year, there were 101 non-American players in the NBA. That represented over 20% of the players in the league, and they were representing 37 countries and territories. So it's a very international league that you have now.
Yeah. Do you see this then as a business decision, or is it just the NBA wanting to show their global side, embracing the full culture of the China leagues?
Well, I think those two things overlap pretty heavily. I think part of why a league or any enterprise wants to show its international side is because it is good business. And it's a way to sell more jerseys and all of that. But it's outreach to another portion of the fan base. And we see this in uniform programs throughout the sports world. It's very common now in baseball and basketball to have these Hispanic heritage uniforms, as they're called. Often that involves something as simple as putting the word Los or L in front of the team name, like Los Lakers or El Heat or Los Mets. But sometimes it's more creative than that. The Milwaukee Brewers, the baseball team, they have for several years done a uniform where they are the cerveceros, which is the Spanish word for brewers. And the San Francisco Giants have worn Gigantes jerseys. So we've seen these sort of team translation jerseys as outreach to the Hispanic community.
Well, does that suggest, I mean, the international spread of the NBA has been going on for a while now. This is not new. So why the outreach to China now?
Because that's where they see a lot of growth potential. The NBA's new TV contract, which they set up this past fall, includes a major component in China. They have plans for streaming games live on cell phones in China, where the NBA is extremely popular. And really, if you're in any kind of business that wants international outreach, obviously China, with its emerging middle class, is going to be a huge growth area.
Are you going to swoop one up? And are there already knockoffs?
I'm sure there are knockoffs. You know, anytime there's a new jersey, the counterfeiters, many of whom, ironically, are from China, go into full gear. I do not tend to engage with this kind of stuff on the retail side. I write about the uniforms, but I don't buy them or wear them. But I'm sure there are fans who are going to buy them.
That was Paul Lucas, who covers uniforms for ESPN.com. We were curious to know what Chinese Americans thought of the NBA's Chinese-themed uniforms, so we Skyped David Fung, half of the Los Angeles-based comedy duo The Fung Brothers.
I think the Golden State jerseys are, and I'm going to use a politically incorrect term, and I don't encourage anybody out there to say it unless they're Chinese, it's chinky. Like, it's chinky in the sense that it's kind of like this oriental, I want to say American image of what would appeal to a Chinese person. And it's not to say 100% that it doesn't. Obviously, I'm sure that, you know, they had designers go through many revisions and things like that. But it kind of reminds me of those, like the packaging on a pair of like wooden chopsticks that you would get at like kind of a lower end Chinese restaurant. Like, that's definitely not modern Chinese aesthetic. You know, that's like probably a Western perception of what, like, Chinese people really like.
David Fung of the Fung Brothers there does not bode well for the special NBA jerseys. But when we asked Fung if he'd buy one?
Yes, I'm going to get the Stephen Curry Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year jersey, just because I recognize its place in history and this cultural significance as a comedian, a cultural commentator, I have to look at the big picture and whether the NBA gets an A+ or did a B job or a C+ job, you know, I'm going to give them a B minus on this one. It's still a really significant step in the right direction.
B minus isn't bad. Comedian David Fong speaking to us from L.A. You can see what the NBA's Warriors and the Rockets will be wearing for Chinese New Year at PRI.org.